Recession or not, people are still eating sweet treats. And that means big business for candy companies, particularly the few that have closed U.S. operations in order to take advantage of cheaper labor in Mexico, Canada, Thailand, and China. Former USDA official Peter Buzzanell has spent years examining candy company flight and is releasing a new study this week at the 26th International Sweetener Symposium. American Sugar Alliance economist Jack Roney discusses its findings.
A well-known candy company based in Pennsylvania, for example, is spending nearly $19 an hour on its workers. In Mexico, that fell to 51 cents an hour. The company is also experiencing health care expenses that have dropped by 97% by moving to Mexico, and they're saving on building rents as well. The one variable that hasn't changed south of the border is the cost of raw ingredients like sugar.
Roney adds that the company in question hasn't lowered its prices at the grocery store and has reported a 20% profit increase for the first quarter of 2009. The Buzzanell study also notes that despite the company's profits, fewer U.S. candy manufacturers appear to be fleeing America.